Nothing's Gonna Happen, written by Salamander and read by Sun Kitten Shash. Summary. Bucky stopped taking his suppressants. Things get more complicated. Nothing's gonna happen, right? Sam, come on, you know nothing will happen. Bucky tugged Sam in closer, inhaling deeply of his scent, rubbing his cheek under Sam's chin, right up against his neck. He absolutely was not whining, but fuck, it was that close. Sam groaned, but Bucky could smell his guard lowering. Why didn't you say you weren't taking suppressants anymore? What, so you could stay away and not make shit any more complicated than it already is? His voice was a passable impression of Sam's. So I could spend another heat alone and holed up in the middle of nowhere, just to escape the masses of fucking alphas? I'll pass. And this is better? Stating the obvious, Sam. Bucky shivered as Sam's arm wrapped around him, his body reacting on instinct, nose full of Sam, thighs spreading for him. It'll be fine, he said through a gasp, as Sam nosed at his neck, teeth at his collarbone. Nothing's gonna happen. Just helping a guy out, right? Sam's laugh was hot against Bucky's hotter skin. Look at you. I'm not even an alpha, but you want it anyway. Don't need an alpha. Sam's fingers slipped down between clothes and skin, and yeah, maybe he whined. Sue him. You do know I can't knot you. Don't need a fucking knot. Sam, come on. Bucky slipped into a wordless keening as Sam yanked down his jeans and boxers, too. He didn't need to bother with fingers. Bucky was wet as sin for him, arching up, scrambling for as much contact on his overheated skin as he could get. Sam obliged. He might not have had an alpha cock, but God, it was instant relief. Hard and hot, exactly what Bucky needed. Shit. Sam sank his face into his neck, and Bucky just held on, lost in sensation. Sam leaned against the door, arms crossed, as Bucky puked. Thought you said nothing would happen, he said, voice flat. Bucky could imagine the hard, pissed line of his mouth. Nothing is happening. Shit, his throat hurt. Ain't some bad takeout, that's all. A huff, one that Bucky recognized as one of Sam's patent noises of displeasure. You think I can't smell it, that it? There's nothing to smell. He turned to glare, but another wave of nausea hit, and he clutched onto the toilet bowl for dear life as his guts made a bid for escape. Buck. I know the scent of a quickened omega. I can't be. He rested his forehead on the porcelain, only glad that his hair wasn't long enough to be in the way anymore. He'd had enough cleaning morning sickness puke from his hair to last 5 lifetimes. I'd know. There was the telltale creak of floorboards as Sam entered the bathroom, perching on the edge of the bath. Bucky caught an abortive gesture out of the corner of his eye, as if he'd made to rub his back, but then thought better of it. He laughed, bitter and short, vibranium hand gripping the toilet almost hard enough to crack. I can't be. He was repeating himself. But it was true, wasn't it? How could life quicken inside his belly again, after all these years? Wasn't it enough? Hadn't he mourned enough?
It's okay, you know, if you are.
Sam cleared his throat, then Bucky flinched as he did rub his back. Warm hand, but it wasn't awful. How can it be? His voice broke, and Bucky swallowed hard against it.
You think I'm just gonna leave you to it?
Stop telling me what I think.
You're not getting rid of me that easy.
Somehow, knowing he was allowed to nest now had made it all the harder to actually do the damn act. It felt like he was straining against all of his old programming, fighting his old handlers for the tiniest modicum of control, of personhood, but his belly was swelling and he couldn't fight instinct any longer. And anyway, Sam wouldn't be the type to bitch about it, no matter how many pairs of his sweatpants or thick woolens Bucky co-opted. He sat cross-legged in the middle of his nest, surrounded by all the pillows and cushions from their apartment, 3 pairs of Sam's sweatpants, 2 of his oldest, raggiest t-shirts, and all the sweaters he owned. It still wasn't enough, and Bucky moved bits of clothing about forlornly, still not satisfied. The sound of the door rattled through the apartment, and he curbed the instinctual urge to flinch away, hide all evidence of his nesting. Instead, he laid back against the mound of pillows, vibranium hand under his head, watched as Sam tramped in. He stopped in his tracks and dropped his gym bag, not taking his eyes from Bucky.
Nice nest.
Fake casual voice, if ever Bucky'd heard one.
Yeah? What you got in the bag, Sam?
Gym clothes. Sam nudged it over with his foot, and Bucky made the most dignified dive for it that he could manage.
Guess the stink is what you're after, huh?
Shut up.
Hey, didn't say it was a bad thing.
Sam went to his knees in front of Bucky, helped him pull clothes from the bag, and didn't say a word when Bucky shoved his nose directly into his t-shirt.
I wasn't messing with you, by the way.
He climbed into the nest alongside Bucky, curling on his side and tugging him down.
Come here.
His leather jacket wouldn't close. He could hear the zipper straining, and one last furious tug did nothing but break the thing.
Damn it!
Bucky flung the zipper onto the floor, watching it bounce away under the dresser. He sat down heavily on the bed he'd been sharing with Sam since he'd quickened, inhaling deep through his nose before letting out the breath. His jaw was still tense, and he could already imagine Sam getting at him for stressing the baby, but fuck him. Even though he wasn't exactly showing so much yet, nothing fitted anymore, and he could barely stand to look at himself in the mirror. He'd see an overlay of the Winter Soldier every time, hair lank and greasy, belly fat again with nothing but blank emptiness in his eyes. Just a good little Omega soldat. One time, he'd smashed the only mirror. It had almost been worse. One moment of non-compliance, and he'd lost them. The next thing he'd known, he was waking up, belly bereft, blanketed by emptiness waiting to be filled. His vibranium hand gripped the comforter underneath him, and he distantly heard the fabric tear. Then, there was Sam, on his knees in front of him, fingers rubbing soothing circles into Bucky's hands.
Hey.
His voice was gentle, not a bit of pity in it.
We can get new clothes. Not an issue.
Bucky's eyes refocused, sinking into the deep brown of Sam's.
How'd you know?
You're not subtle. Besides, as much as I like seeing you straining out of your pants, it cannot be comfortable.
Wait. You like it?
You kidding me? Sam's hand snaked inwards to cup the swell of Bucky's belly, rubbing it with infinite gentleness.
I helped make this.
Bucky had to look away.
Yeah, you did. You know it.
Sam, Bucky whined, squirming against him. Sam, please.
I don't know, Buck. You sure it's safe?
Sam held his gaze in the mirror, both arms encircling Bucky, one above and one below his belly. Bucky stared right back at him, though his body gave a little tremor every now and then. Sam's arms around him. God, why did they feel so right? He watched in the mirror as Sam bent to kiss his neck, to scrape teeth and stubble in his cheek, too, scent marking him just as good as if he was an alpha, and holding his gaze the entire time. He could feel Sam's cock, feel it sliding through the slick dripping from his pussy. It's safe, he managed, keeping up the damn soul-gazing shit, even though all he wanted to do was watch Sam's cock, since he had no chance of seeing it under his belly otherwise. Just fuck me already.
All right, baby. I got you.
Sam's hand moved up to cup one of Bucky's pecs, round and softer now, as he pushed in. He rolled his hips soft and sweet, and Bucky melted back against him, content to watch, to let himself be taken care of.
You feel so good, Sam murmured, rubbing scent against his neck. You look so damn good, Buck, full of our baby.
He kneaded Bucky's tit, stroked his belly, now covered in a light tracery of stretch marks. He'd always hated how they looked, but seen between Sam's fingers, he'd grown to love them. He was too big to move too much, but let Sam set the pace. He reached for his thigh with his cool metal hand, stroked his own cock with his warm hand. Surrounded by Sam's scent and arching into the desperately inevitable bite sunk deep into his neck. Bucky laid in the hospital bed, possibly more exhausted than he'd been in his life. Funny, he'd not remembered the aftermath of any of his births as the Winter Soldier. Guess cold storage did that to a guy. Probably for the best, considering he'd had a feeling in the pit of his belly that maybe half of them had been born dead. But not this time. This time, he remembered every bleeding, sweating, swearing moment of it, clutching onto Sam's hand like an anchor to the present. The minute the doctor had handed their baby to Bucky, that her cries had halted in his arms, he'd not been able to stifle the tears. Her skin was warming against his, and Bucky couldn't keep his eyes off her as she latched onto his nipple and drank. He smelled Sam hovering. Sit down, he said, sniffling away tears enough to talk, although his voice was hoarse. Stop hovering, you'll scare her. Sam wrapped his arm around Bucky and just held him, and they both watched their baby feed until she was sated, falling asleep in Bucky's arms with one tiny fist pressed against his swollen breast.
She's so, I know, tiny, right? Didn't feel so tiny inside me, though. No, she did not.
Sam stroked the dark down of her head, his hand incredibly tender and gentle. Bucky leaned into him, suddenly feeling the weight of his exhaustion.
Thank you, he whispered. You don't know how much. Shh. It's okay. Nothing to thank me for, Buck.
Sam pressed a kiss to Bucky's temple, holding his lips there a long moment and just breathing with him, with their baby. His closeness mingled their scents, and the combination with the warm, clean scent of their baby was enough to lull Bucky to sleep, too. He woke to the sound of singing, bereft of the weight of baby, a blanket of exhaustion still about him. Sam stood facing the little crib, rocking back and forth and singing what sounded like a lullaby. The room was dim, only the light from outside the door outlining him in yellow, Bucky felt an ache in his heart at the sight and sound of it. He smelled Sam's warm, delicious scent from where he laid and inhaled it deep, noticing how it mixed with baby scent to make something new. Family. He inhaled, shakily, tears welling up all over again. Sam turned, his face absolutely radiant. "Hey, look, Mama's awake," he said, dandling her gently as he walked over. "You hungry, baby girl?" His head bent to talk to her, voice soft, and in that moment, Bucky had never wanted him more. Something about Sam had always seemed like he'd be a good dad, and God, there he was, proving Bucky right. His arms looked so big holding such a tiny thing, and even as Bucky held out his own for her, he couldn't stop thinking about those arms holding him, about Sam fucking another baby into him. She fussed at the chill of his vibranium arm, and Bucky hummed under his breath, rocking gently until she settled. His hospital gown came undone easily at the shoulder, and he offered her his breast, filing away the sharp ache of it as she latched on to drink, a memory to keep holding tightly on to. "There, baby," he whispered. "She needs a name. We didn't, think about that, did we?"
"How about Molly?"
"I like it, yeah. Molly." Bucky smiled down at her, Sam pressed against his shoulder, and felt the heady weight of peace settle into his bones.